It is a thinking with words. It is some sort of thoughts that rather escape to your vigilance, to your state of
watchfulness.
The question of vigilance, it is important. It is exactly like a daimon that makes a game with your own watchfulness. But naturally, it is not another personality. The question is precisely to find a status for this other subject, which is exactly the sort of subject that we can, that we must determine from the departure of the language. When I prepared all this little approach for you, it was the morning, early in the morning, 7 only. I had Baltimore that I see through the window, and it was very interesting moment because it was not absolutely now the plain day, and the neon lamp one indicated to me in all minutes the change of the time, and it was naturally great traffic, and I remarked myself that exactly all that I seen, except the trees, far, was some thought, result of thought, but present thoughts, thinking thoughts. Actively thinking thought, where the part of the subjects, ourself, was not absolutely obvious. Perhaps only transmission organs. In any case, the so-called Dasein, as a definition of the subject, was there in this spectacle, rather intermittent or fading or perhaps irrealizing. The best image to sum that, is that the best image of the unconscious is exactly Baltimore in the morning. Where is the subject? is necessary to find the subject as a lost object. It is precisely the support of the subject. This lost object is perhaps a more abject thing that you can think. In many cases, in some cases it is a dung simply, and all the psychoanalysts and also many of psychoanalyzed people know perfectly that, and it is precisely that which is the most horrible, and it is also the cause, because many psychoanalysts prefer very much to return to this old general psychology, like as tells the president of the New York Psychoanalytical Society. But I cannot change the thing. I am psychoanalyst, and if somebody prefer to address himself to a professor of psychology, it is his affair. He will receive a professorial psychology. The question of the structure. Since we are talking of psychology, is not naturally the care of myself alone. Since many times it will be very clever thinkers and researchers and even inventors that take care of that, of the question of the mind. And during years, they put ahead the idea of the unity as the most important and characteristic trait of the structure, conceived as something which is already in the reality. The organism, it seems obvious, the organism, when it is grown up, is a unity. It functions as a unity. They tell it was of some use. Again, this tendency to take in pieces this organism and to consider the organs separately, which is, it is necessary to avoid the ordinary method of the study of an organism. And in many cases, it is not the totality of the organism which is interested in some peculiar moment and some peculiar function. but it is not a bad idea to take something about this unity of the organism. The question becomes more difficult because this idea of the unity is applied to the function of the mind. Because the mind is not a totality in himself. It is with the body. But this idea and the shape and as a shape of the intention in intentional unity was the basis, you know, of all the so-called phenomenological movement, and also in the physics and also the psychology. It was the so-called gestalt psychology and the bone form which was charged to make the point of juncture between a drop of water, for instance, and many things, many more complicated. And the idea also of total personality. So it is full of the mouth of the great psychologist, even psychoanalyst. We are these people that are with great respect for the total personality. In any case, it is always the unifying unity which is in the first plan. It is curious. I never understood anything to that, because I am a psychoanalyst, it is sure. But whatever are the appearances, appearances, seeming of the thing, I am also a man. And my experience told me that the first characteristic of a human life, to my own and also of that of all the people that are here, I am sure, anybody is not of this advice, I hope that it will rise up the finger. The life is something which is mainly characterized to go, en français, à la dérive. It goes down the river, and sometimes it touches the bank and stays during a long time here and doesn't understand absolutely nothing. And it is a principle of the analysis that nobody understands absolutely nothing of what happens. The idea of the unifying unity of the human fate made me always the effect of a scandalous lie. If we try to introduce another principle to understand these things, that since few enough time, we try to understand something under the species of the unconscious precisely. It is because the unconscious talks to us something articulated in words. Perhaps we can try to search, to find that is the principle of that. I will haste a little myself, I propose to you to consider the unity in another light. Not the unifying unity, but the countable unity. 1, 2, 3. I arrived after 15 years of teaching to teach to my pupil to count until 5. maximum, the summit, difficult, 5. 4, it is well. They have understood 4. But for this night, you permit me to stay to 2. Try with me. Try with me. For instance, with 2. Naturally, it is all the question of the integer, which is here. 2 is an integer so interesting, all the integer until a million. And the question of integer is not simple. I think that many people here know that. Because to count, naturally, is not difficult. We have found that since no very long time. We have perceived that to count, it is only necessary to have, for instance, a certain number of seeds, places on the seeds, and by the correspondence 1 to 1, here, for instance, it is nearly true that it is exactly so many people sitting that of than seats themselves. Minus 2. But that is necessary is to have the collection composed by the integer itself. Constitute an integer is or a whole number, what is called a natural number, natural. Surely it is a little natural, but it is only is in the sense that we does not understand why it exists. It is not an empirical fact to count. It is impossible to give a good deduction of the act of counting with only empirical data. Hume tried that, but Frege demonstrates perfectly that it is inept. All integer is in itself a unity. It is really difficult. If I take two like a unity, it is very enjoying. Men and women, for instance, we are thus a unity. Raise the finger. But afterwards it is finished. After this two, it is nobody. Perhaps a child. But it is another level of the being. To generate three, it is at all another affair. It is because when you try to read the theory of the mathematician about number, you find this formula as the basis of all the theories that are given, n plus 1. It is this question of the one more that is the key of the genesis of the number. And instead of this unifying unity that constitutes the two in the first point of view, I propose you to consider what happens about the other two. The real numerical genesis of the two. It is necessary. That these two happens to constitute the first one, which is not yet born as a number before the two appears. Which you have made that all is possible. Because the two is here to answer, to grant the existence of the first one. You have put the two at the place of the one, and naturally at the place of the two you will see to arrive the three. Really, you depart of something which I can call the mark. You have something which is marked, or something which is not marked. Already it is with the first mark, we have two status of the thing. It is exactly like that Frege explains the departure of the number, the class which is characterized by no elements is the first class. You have the one at the place of the null. And afterwards, it is easy to understand that the place of the One becomes the second place and makes to enter the two, the three, and so on. So on. The two for us in the question of the subject, and we join immediately here a fact of the psychoanalytical experience is that the two does not complete the one to make the two, but must repeat the one to permit to the one to exist. And this question of the first repetition is the only necessary to explain the genesis of the number. And only one repetition is necessary to constitute the status of the subject. The unconscious subject is something that tends to repeat itself, but only one time is necessary to constitute itself. But look more precisely the thing. In order that the second repeat the first, that we can tell that it is a repetition, what is necessary? Doesn't answer too quick. But if you answer too quick, you will answer, it is necessary that it were the same. In this case, the principle of the two is the twin. And why not the triplets and the quintuplets and the sextuplets? But it is not that, the counting. In the class of children, at least in my time, one told to children that they must not add, for instance, a microphone with dictionary. It is absolutely absurd because it is absolutely no addition if you are not able to add microphone with dictionary. And like Lewis Carroll tells, cabbage with kings. The sameness is not in the things added. The sameness is in the mark, which makes that the thing are possible to add with no consideration about the difference. The mark has the effect to rub out the difference. And it is the key of that happens with the subject, the unconscious subject in the repetition. Because you know that this subject makes effort to repeat something peculiarly significant. The subject is here. It is this obscure thing that we call, in some cases, trauma, for instance, or exquisite pleasure. What happens? If it is a thing taken in this symbolical structure, if it is this unary trait which is decisive, it happens that with the trait of the sameness is here, it is necessary in order that the searched thing will be here in you, that the first thread will be rubbed out, because the thread himself is a modification, and terribly modification, because it is the taking away of all difference. And in this case, without the thread, the first thing is simply lost. It is the key of this insistence in the repetition. It is that in his own essence, the repetition, as repetition of the symbolical sameness, is properly impossible. In any case, the subject is the effect of this repetition as much as it necessitates the fading, the obliteration of the first foundation of the subject. It is why the subject is always presented as a divided essence, by status. The trait, I insist, is identical, but it is made to assure the difference only of the identity, not by effect of sameness or difference, but by difference of identity. It is easy to understand. Is I, en français, je vous numérote, is I, it is not in English numéroté, is I give at each of you a number, I assure only in the fact that you are numerically different, but only that. And in this case, we have here the foundation of the subject as divided. In order that the thread can found something which is in the same time
one or two, how can we propose that to the intuition? I propose that to you. Or, if you wish, like that. Here, the thread, repeated here, it is true in this sewing, for instance, but it is the same thread. Shaping. That I call the inverted eight, to make image of a well-known figure. Can be considered as the basis of a sort of essential writing in the departure, in the not, which constitutes in itself the subject. And that leads many farther that you can think at the first look. Because you can search what sort of surface is able to receive such sort of thing. You can perhaps perfectly perceive that the sphere, this old symbol of the totality, the inside, the front of the outside, a sphere is not able to receive that. This cutting. A torus is able. A Klein bottle also. Perhaps you know what is a Klein bottle. If you know, if you don't know, you can learn. And also a cross cap surface. And this diversity is very important to explain many things, precisely about the structure of the mental disease. But because you symbolize some sort of the fundamental cutting of this subject, you can perfectly find some sort of analogon in this cutting on a torus with a neurotic, for instance, and on this cutting on a cross cap with another sort of mental disease. Naturally, I will not explain that this night to you. But what I must tell to end this difficult discourse, presentation, it is to precise that. I have only considered the serious, the beginning of the serious, of the integers. Because it is some sort of intermediate point between the language and the reality. The language is constituted by the same sort of thing that are the unary thread that I have used to explain to you, the one
and so one more. But this thread in the language are not identical as the unary thread, but constitute a battery of threads, of differential threads, a battery. In other terms, in other words, we can tell that the language is constituted by S, one signance, for instance, bar, and S prime, for instance, bar, and S second, for instance, tar, and so and so. This battery is limited. This battery of signantes are all able to support the same process about the subject. And it is very probable that the process of the integer number is only a peculiar case of this relation between significance or signantes. The definition of this battery of signantes is that they constitute that I call the other. The difference afforded by the existence of the language is that it is that each signance, each significant element at the difference of the unary thread for the integer number is not, in most of cases, is not identical with itself. Precisely because it is a battery of significant. In this battery, one significant can design itself or can not design itself. This is very well known. It is the principle of the Russell paradox. If you take that it is elements that are not member of itself, X, not member of X, the set that you can constitute with such sort of elements is such that it produces this paradox that I hope that you know perfectly, that you arrive to a contradiction. In simple terms, this means only
that in a universe of discourse, nothing contains everything. And it is the proof that you find again here this fact of the gap that constitutes the subject. The subject is the introduction of a loss in the reality. Nothing can introduce that. By status, the reality is so full as it can be. The notion of a loss is the effect afforded by the instance of the thread, which is whatever, a letter. Mm. With the intervening of the letter, you can determine places. Mm. It is here A1, here A2, here A3, and as soon as it is places, it is place for a lack. When this lack is the one where the subject puts itself, it is this sort of loss that is introduced in the word, and it is the very definition of the subject. But to inscribe it is necessary that it will be the circle that I call the otherness of the language sphere. All that is language is lent from this otherness. And it is why the subject is always this fading thing that runs under all the chain of the significant. For instance, you can inscribe that like that. The first significant, whatever a word, or whatever a trait, or whatever is only signance element. The definition of a signance is that it represents a subject for another subject? No. For another signance or significant. The only definition possible of the signance as different of the sign. A sign is something that represents something for somebody. But a signance is something that represents a subject for another significant. Consequence is that the subject disappears exactly as in the case of the two unary threads. And under the second significant, it appears what is called a meaning or a signification. And after the other signance, it appears the sequence of the another signification. The question of the desire is that it is that the fading subject dreams to find again itself, by the means of some sort of encounter, of meeting, of this miraculous thing that is defined by the phantasm. It is as much as this borrowed subject is made like that. That it is sustained by the sort of thing that I call this lost object that I have evoked in the beginning, and that is so terrible a thing for the imagination. But it is exactly this thing that is produced and maintained here under the name in my vocabulary, my personal lexic, as the object little a, very well known of all the psychoanalysts, because all the psychoanalysis is founded of the existence of this peculiar object. But the relation between this as barred with this object petit a is properly the structure that is always found in the phantasm, and that is the support of the desire, as much as the desire is only that I have called the metonymy of all the signification. This little flash, this little intermediate presentation of the things that I hope to lead to some sort of complete formalization is only to show to you what is the question of the structure inside the psychoanalytical reality. I am not telling you nothing about such sort of distinction are, for instance, the imaginary and the symbolical. Naturally, it is absolutely essential to understand how the symbolic order can enter inside vécu, the experienced of the mental life. But I cannot put too far this night this sort of explanation. Consider, however, that that what is together the less known and the most certain of this sort of mythical subjects that we can consider as the sensible face of the living being. This sort of thing absolutely without bottom, which is the possibility to experience something between the birth and the death, And all the step of the scale of the pain and of the pleasure possible. In one word, what in French we can call the sujet de la jouissance. When I went here this evening, I saw on a little neon lamp of the publicity, "Enjoy Coca-Cola." It will make me remember that in English, I believe that it is not any time to design precisely this enormous weight of meaning, which is in the French jouissance, or in the Latin fruor, which is not crouton. In the dictionary, I searched jouir, I found to possess, to use. But it is absolutely not that. If the living being is something thinkable, it will be before all the subject of the jouissance. But this psychological law that we call the principle of pleasure, which is only the principle of displeasure, is here to make a barrier very soon to all jouissance. If I am enjoying a little too much, I begin to feel pain, and I stay moderately, very modical pleasure, and all in the organism is made to avoid too much jouissance. Probably we would be all so quiet being as oysters if it would not be something like this curious organization that permit what? To force, to disrupt the barrier of pleasure, perhaps only to dream, to force and to disrupt this barrier. But clearly, all what is constructed by the subjective construction on the scale of the significant and on this relation to the other, what has its root in the language, is only to permit the scale of the desire, this inverted scale, as you think, as you mean, as you believe, to search something which is apparently mere communication. You construct something that permit, like an inverted move, to go always behind in the inverted sense, to climb much and much and more in a sense that permit to us to approach and to experiment this sort of forbidden jouissance, which is the only valuable meaning that is offered
to our life.